Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Pastor Kimberly Boss from World of Faith Outreach Ministry. Hoping you and yours are having a blessed morning and going to have a blessed day. Amen. We thank God for all those that are listening. Amen. And we bid you Godspeed. Amen. And we pray that God bless you for being a blessing listening to us. Amen. And we're going to sing a little bit of this song, and then we're going to get right into the words. Amen. And we want you just to be lifted up. We want your spirits to be lifted up. Amen. And we hope that the word of God will bless your soul this morning, that will help you out through your weekday. Amen. Because that's what the word of God does. It soothes our soul, and it calms all our doubt. Amen. Glory be to God. And, you know, God is just so good. It doesn't matter what we're going through. He's still good. And we have to realize that. Amen. You know. So let's just lift God up this morning, and let's just think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. Amen. You know, our good will outweigh our bad. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And we're coming in the name of the Lord to you this morning, not on our own name, but in the name of Jesus, that name that is above every name. Amen. And we thank you again for listening. Amen. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Hallelujah. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. He is the one with all my joy. He fills me with his love. Now I don't know what he is to you, but to me he's my own and all. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amen. We're going to be coming, amen, from the word of God. Amen. We're going to be coming from Psalm 1. Amen. A familiar passage, the book of Psalms. Amen. And Psalm 1, the first Psalm. Glory be to God. Those just tuned in. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now, here is the book of Psalms that is speaking to our spirits and telling us how that we are blessed when we don't walk in the counsel of ungodliness and stand in the way of sinners. You know, you got people, amen, they getting ungodly counseling. That's the reason why people are doing and saying everything. That's the reason why people are doing wrong things, because they're going to people that don't have God in them, or they don't have God in their lives to tell them what's right. You know, a lot of times people, amen, they have got off on the wrong track because somebody told them to go and do this, and it's something bad. Somebody told them to go do that. The Bible said you don't do evil for evil, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. He said, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Well, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. This ain't our battle, because remember, we're not fighting with flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places, principalities, rulers of darkness. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal, but spiritual, mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds.
And God has to pull these things down through the Spirit of God. And we have to have a godly spirit. We got to have a righteous spirit. We got to have a Holy Spirit. Amen. We got to be before God standing without blame. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to be that church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, because that's the church that God is coming back. And we don't realize sometimes we stand in a sinner man's way because of things that we're doing. We begin, amen, to stop them, amen, because they see something in our lives that we need to correct. They see things in our lives that we're not doing right. And so the sinner man, amen, we be in that way. They be like, I don't want God. If God is like this, I don't want him. If God acts like this, I don't want God. If God talks like this, what would we need God for? See, that's why God told us, amen, that we have to be holy and without blame, amen. He said, be ye holy as I am holy. Holiness is the way. And the Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. See, people think they can live any kind of way. They think they can live raggedy and still stand before God. They think that God's going to still hear their prayers. God don't even hear your prayers when you're not standing right before him, because he said his ears are open to the cries of the righteous. That's what he said. His ears are open to the cries of the righteous. It's the righteous man, amen. He said, let the unrighteous man and the ungodly man forsake his way. That means if you in an evil way, forsake that. That means let it go. Leave it alone. Abandon it, amen. And we need to come and follow Christ, amen. And a lot of times people don't realize, he said, them that sit in the seat of the scornful. We always saying something negative about God's people. Always talking bad about them. Always trying to find fault in them. Always trying to point out things and nitpick instead of talking about the love of God. He said, where is the blessedness that you spake of? He said, you used to talk about how God blessed you, how God delivered you. You used to talk about how the Lord was saving and delivering people and setting them free. You used to talk about how good church was. You used to talk about how so-and-so then changed, but now all we talk about is mess. All we talk about is, I heard damnable hearsays. Hearsays that damn your soul, that bring damnation to you. All we talking about, who that left the church, amen, or who that did this in the church, or who's in this position, who's in that position. We don't talk about what position that God wants us to be in. He wants to be in a holy position, a righteous position. He wants to be in a position so if somebody comes to us, amen, we'll be able to minister to them. We'll be able to minister to them in godliness with the word of God. You have to have the word of God in you to minister the word to people or to tell them what's right. Amen. Look at the second verse. Those just tuned in, we're at Psalm, first book of Psalm, and now we're at the second verse. But he delighted, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He letting us know that a man that's godly, his delight is in the Lord. That means he loves God. He loves the laws of God. He loves the word of God. The word of God is his laws, amen. And he's letting us know that a person, amen, that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, they delight in the law of God. And they say that he meditates on the law of God day and night. That means the book of God, the word of God is in their heart day and night. They don't let this book depart from them. That's what the word of God told us to do. He said, meditate on his word day and night. Do not let this book forget to let this book depart out of your mouth. That means God's word should always be in your mouth. I don't care if it's day. I don't care if it's night. Amen. God said that word should always be coming out of our mouth. We should never depart from it, no matter what we're going through, what nobody say about us, or no matter what's happening. We still got to let the law of God come out of our mouth. I don't care if it's our people. Amen. It might be somebody that you know. They might be wrong, but you still got to let the law of God come out of your mouth. You can't have respect to persons. You can't take sides, but you got to let the law of God come out of your mouth. The law of God have to do and say what's right. Amen. Now, those just tuned in again, we at first book of Psalm with the third verse. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. God said, this person that keeps the law of God in their mouth, amen, and don't take ungodly counsel, don't sit in the way of a sinner man, and don't sit in the seat of the scornful, that he's going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And you know, if you do a study on a tree planted by water, one thing about a tree, it feeds off of that water. And it gets rooted and grounded down in there. And the more of them roots, amen, go down in that ground by that water, the stable that tree be. It won't be nothing that be able to pluck it up. And so that's why God wants us to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that we should not, nothing won't move us. He said, don't be shaken in mind. Don't be shaken in spirit. If we ain't moving in God, don't move at all. Amen. He said, let this mind that's in Christ Jesus be in you. We're supposed to have the mind of Christ. We're supposed to be doing what Jesus did, amen. We're supposed to be, amen, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, amen. We're supposed to have on the whole armor of God that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, amen. And that's what God said, because we're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that love us. We're people that be defeating, amen, because we have love. And love, amen, the Bible says has a multitude of fault. It has a multitude of sin, amen. So that's the reason why, amen, we're conquerors, amen. We're people that go and we defeat, amen. He said we're victorious, amen. We're rich and we're blessed and we're walking, amen, in the righteousness of God. And that's the way we're supposed to be walking, amen. We're supposed to be walking in power, amen. We're supposed to be walking in God's might, amen. We're supposed to be walking in strong. We're supposed to be walking in victory, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Those just tuned in now, he said even that, still at the third verse, he said that leaf won't even wither. Amen. That means that fruits that you have, they won't dry up. Amen. Remember, the Bible said the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. That means that, you know, you still going to be the same person. Amen. He said, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. That means whatever you put your hands to, amen, it's going to be blessed. Wherever you place the sole of your feet, amen, you're going to possess it. Amen. That means you're going to take it. Amen. Glory be to God. Because why? Amen. We're an army of Christ, amen. And he said that you're going to bring forth fruits in this season. That means when it's time, amen, glory be to God, for you to do what you're supposed to do. When it's time, amen, for you to praise him, you're going to praise him. When it's time for you to have joy, you're going to have joy. When you know you're supposed to be walking in victory, you're going to have victory and not defeat. When it's time for you to be in power, you're going to be in power, amen. Because God, amen, all the power belongs to him, amen. He said all power was given unto him in heaven and in earth. And he told us, he said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, amen. And you can take up deadly poisons and they won't even harm you, amen. See, God give us that same power, amen. But in order to have that power and effect, you got to live right. What effects, amen, it makes the power, amen, where the power becomes real and you see, amen, the effect of the power is that you live right. See, that's what makes it effect. That's what puts it into action, amen, with your faith, is that you're living right, amen. Because he said, after the Holy Ghost had come, you shall receive power. And the power of God's spirit, amen. That's one of his characteristics, amen, is the Holy Spirit, amen. Some people call it the Holy Ghost, amen. Glory be to God, amen. But whatever you want to call it, amen, it's God's spirit. And it gives you strength, amen. And it gives you boldness. And it helps you, the Bible said, it'll bring all things back to remembrance what he has said unto you. It'll bring you into all truth. It's a discerner. It knows the intents of the heart. It know your thoughts, amen. Glory be to God. That's how sharp it is. The Bible saying it's powerful than any two-edged sword. Oh, yes. It'll cut to the marrow of the bone. Because let me tell you something. God will go in. He go in the deep things. He searches the deep things, amen. He can go down in there where psychiatrists can't go down in there. You know, people send you to psychiatrists, you know, and they send you to other people to talk to your head. But let me tell you something. God can go where no man has ever gone before, amen. He can go in the day in the deep parts of you, amen. Amen. Where you didn't even know you had problems. Where you didn't even know you thought, you know, that it couldn't be solved or brought out of you. God know everything. He said, you know what? He said, there's nothing here that won't be uncovered. And see, remember, God is light. And when the light has come, there can't be no darkness. Because why? The light apprehends the darkness. That means it overtakes, amen, the darkness. And God is light. Those just tuned in, we're at Psalm 1. We're now at the fourth verse. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. The ungodly, they ain't really what they're supposed to be, and they ain't going to do what they're really supposed to do. But you know why? Because God said they like a chaff of the wind. They're driven away. They're going to be blown away. You ain't even going to see them no more. You ain't going to have to wear it. That means anything that come by, you know, when the wind blows, it moves stuff. And that's the way ungodly people is. Anything that comes, you know, when anything that blows, you know, any kind of wind comes, it blows them. They move like the wind. They blow here. When they say blow over here and the wind blow to the east, they blow to the east. When you move to the east, when the wind blow to the west, they move over to the west. But one thing about God's people, they are staying still. They'll stand right there where God tell them to stand until God tell them to move. He said, don't what? Look to the left or to the right. But he said what? Forgetting those things are behind you and press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Remember, if you don't move in God, don't move at all. Because in God you what? Move, and in God you have your being. He said, without him, you can't do nothing. Those just tuned in, we're at first book of Psalms. And now we at the fifth verse. No, the fifth, yeah, fifth verse. It says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. You know, for they're not going to stand in judgment with the righteous and not with the congregation because they're not doing right. Don't you know the Bible said that the saints going to judge, help him judge the world? Did you not know that? Yes, we're going to help judge the world, amen. And let me tell you something. The Bible said, you know what? There's certain things that people ain't getting in his kingdom. The certain things people think they're going to get away with, it ain't getting into God's kingdom. Because he don't have stuff in his kingdom. Because God is holy. He's righteous. He's pure. Amen. And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. God is what he said that he is. God can do what he said he can do. Amen. And the Bible said, ain't no sin in him. He said, neither was no guile found in his mouth. See, he's the only wise God that can present you faultless in the present day of his coming. He's the only one that can do that. You can go get a lawyer. This lawyer can't present you faultless when he come to God, when he come to judgment. Only what? His son can do that. Amen. He is the mediator between us and God. Amen. You know, Satan stands before God night and day accusing us. He's the accuser of the brethren. That's another one of his names, accuser of the brethren. He's always pointing out what the people of God is not doing. He's always trying to have God try us like he tried Job. Amen. You know, and that's what the enemy's supposed to do because he's the one that's supposed to steal, kill, and destroy. He's the one who for devour, but God said, I come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That means he want to give you more life. He want to give you an afterlife, even a life after on this earth after you die. God want to give you an afterlife. He want to give you an immortality life. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, we're at the last verse. Tuned in. We're at Psalm 1. We're at the sixth verse. It says, for the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Did you hear that? God said the way of, he knows the ways of the righteous. He knows what we're supposed to be doing. He knows what our ways are good or our ways are bad. He knows what our ways are pure. He knows what our ways are unholy or holy. He knows. But he said the way of the righteous shall perish. Not the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. The way of the ungodly going to perish. That means you're going to die. If you don't change your ways, amen, you're going to die a natural death, then you die a spiritual death. That means you won't have an afterlife like the righteous. You know what I'm saying? And so what we have to do is us being Christians, amen, we have to, you know, we have to live right so we can go back with the Lord, amen. God is our help. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. He's our shield. He's our buckler, amen. Glory be to God. He's a shelter in a time of a storm, amen. He is a strong tower, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I hear him talking about the hurricane, but the Bible says our Lord is a strong tower, amen. Glory be to God. He said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Hallelujah. See, God is mighty in battle, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. He's a battle axe in a time of a storm, amen. And we got to remember that. And David said, I look to the hills where come of my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Amen. All your help comes from God. Amen. Let me tell you something. Even promotion don't come from the east or from the west. But the Bible says it comes from God. Amen. And we got to start looking to the Lord. Amen. We got to start putting our trust in him. As the 31 Psalm said, in thee, O Lord, I put my trust, Lord. Never let me be ashamed. Amen. Glory be to God. And he won't allow you to be ashamed if you put your trust in him. Amen. If you don't doubt him, amen, he will surely bring you out. Amen. We got to stop getting ungodly counseling. Amen. From people that ain't living right. I don't care if it's your grandma. I don't care if it's your sister. I don't care if it's your brother. I don't care who you think it is. If they're not living right and they're not telling you what the word of God says, you're not supposed to be getting counseling from them. That's why the Bible said, know them that labor among you. You got to know the person's life. You got to know what they're living. You got to know their fruits, amen. You can't go by no hearsay. You can't go by what somebody told you or something you heard. The Bible said, you know them by the fruits that they bear, amen. He said, I wish that you would be what? Hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spill you out of my mouth, amen. Glory be to God. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve two masters. The Bible said you're going to love one and hate the other. You can't do it. And see, that's what we want to have. We want to have one foot in the world and one foot in the church, and it's not going to work because somebody's going to be lacking. Somebody's not going to get your whole heart, amen, because you're trying to do it half and half. But in God, he said what? You got to make 100, amen. 99 and a half ain't going to do. He wants your whole heart, amen. Glory be to God. David said, I will love thee with my whole heart, amen. That's what God wants. He said, render your garments, amen. Now, render your heart, not your garments. People are rending their garments. That means they're giving God the outside of them. They're looking good on the outside, but their heart, amen, is far from him. They're not giving God their heart. Part of their hearts is in the world. Part of their hearts is with somebody else. Because let me tell you something, we'll give more to that person or do more for that person or lean more for that person than we lean to God. We got to look to God, amen. And that's the reason why God said, blessed is the man that walk not after counsel of the ungodly. You got people in jail. You got people that's done died because they done got ungodly counseling. You got marriages that done broke up because of ungodly counseling. You got friends that have separated and no longer friends because of ungodly counseling. You got people because they have left churches, amen. They have talked about people and lied on people and misused people because of ungodly counseling. They have hurt people, amen. Glory be to God. Spread malicious rumors on people because of ungodly counseling. You got to get counseling from somebody that's godly, somebody that you know that's living right, somebody that's going to tell you right. Even David said, he said, even, you know, if it hurt me, I change not. That means even if somebody tell you the truth, you still going to love them. You still going to come back to them and get that counseling. See, a lot of times, if somebody don't tell you what you want to hear, you don't want to go back to them. You get mad at them. You don't want to fool with them no more because they didn't tell you what you wanted to hear. See, the Bible said they heap up teachers with itching ears. He said we live in perilous times where people, amen, they don't want the truth no more. They don't. They say they'd rather believe a lie than the truth. So they go to people to tell them what they want to hear. But let me tell you something. You better go to somebody that's going to give you godly counsel, because I'm going to tell you, when Jesus comes to judge the world, amen, whatever the word says, that's what he's going by. He ain't going by, you can say, well, so-and-so told me wrong, and so-and-so told me this different from out of the Bible. That's why, amen, you got to get to know God for yourself. You need to know the word for yourself. And then someone's talking about we can't read. Well, let me tell you something. They got all kind of tapes that you can listen to. They got all kind of stuff for the blind, for people that can't even see. They got blood, you got ears, and you can hear, amen. It's all kind of things out here for any excuse that you have. God got something for him. He that took care of all of that. You know one thing about God? He crossed all his T's and dotted all his I's because he knew somebody was going to say something. But there's no excuse according to the word. The Bible said, thou art without excuse, O man. Your spirit, man, don't have no excuse. It don't matter who you listen to, what, who told you what. You're supposed to know the word of God for yourself. That's why when the pastor or whoever's reading the word of God, you go along with them, amen. And if you got the Holy Ghost, the Bible said he bear witness of himself. See, God's spirit, it bear witness of itself. It's going to let you know that that's right. And that's a lot of our problems. A lot of us don't have the Holy Spirit. That's why we lean into our own understanding. Remember he said, your ways ain't my ways. Your thoughts is not my thoughts. I can do anything above and abundant that you even ask to think. So a lot of times, the thoughts that we have, amen, and a lot of times the understanding that we have is not with God. We lean into our own understanding or somebody else's understanding that ain't godly, that ain't even living right like they supposed to. They tell you what they think it is, but you don't go by that. You got to know that God Word is telling you. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you what God is saying. He'll reveal to you what God is meaning through his word. That's why you've got to have it, amen. Everybody should have the Holy Spirit. That's one of the characteristics of God. That's one of his personalities that we all supposed to have, amen. Because when you after you get saved, amen, he said, you know what? After he come, you're going to have power. And that's why a lot of people ain't got no power, because they don't have God's Spirit. He said, if you don't have my spirit, he said, you ain't none of his. That's just like somebody, when you go and get your DNA, and a father want to know if that's his child. And so what they do, they go and they take that DNA, and that DNA tell it all. That's the same way with God's spirit. That's his DNA. And if you ain't got his spirit, you ain't none of his. And that's what the word says, amen. It's not my word. And a lot of times we get mad, amen, at the messenger. But the message is God, amen, because we got to tell the truth. You know, people, you know, they ain't going to like everything that you preach. You ain't going to satisfy anybody. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to be God pleasers, not people pleasers. For Paul said, if I please man, I please not God. But if I please God, I please not man. And so, you know, we're supposed to be pleasing God. And that's who we're supposed to be pleasing, not man. Because God is our judge. He's our righteous judge. And he said, I'm going to judge the people with equity, amen. Glory be to God. That means God's going to give you a little leverage, a little room, amen. Glory be to God. He's going to give you some mercy, amen. He's going to give you some grace, amen. He's going to give you some favor, amen. That's in his equity, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's going to judge you with love, amen. Glory be to God. He's going to judge you with righteousness and holiness. He said he's going to judge his people with equity. And that's what God is doing today. Amen. He said, where sin abound, amen. He said, my grace is sufficient for me. God got more grace than there's sin that ever be on this earth. Amen. He said it was sufficient. Amen. Because the more that sins abound, the more that sin abound, grace abounds. That means God's what? Favor. Glory be to God. His unmerited favor. And see, God, you know, he said, we're supposed to delight in the law of him. We're supposed to love the laws of God. He said, let the sinner man forsake his way, amen. Glory be to God. He told us to, you know, shine the very appearance of evil. Shine it. Don't have nothing to do with it. Amen. Glory be to God. Turn your back on evil, amen. Don't even look at it. Don't even have no pleasure with it. Don't even entertain it, amen. Don't even be around it, amen. See, that's why God can't receive so much. He told us to come out from among the unclean things and be separated. We don't want to be separated from stuff that God told us is unclean to him, because why? Oh, that's my mama, amen. She might be unclean. That might be your sister. She might be unclean. Your brother might be unclean. Your husband might be unclean. Your wife, amen, glory be to God. You know, it might be your children might be unclean. Clean. He said, but be ye separated. He said, then I will receive you unto myself. Then you shall be my people. Then I shall be your God. Some of these things that we around might be friends. God said what? Come out from among them. They unclean to God. He said, you know what? And if you don't love him more than you love your mother and father and sister and brother, you ain't worthy him. You might have to lose some people down this way, amen. Glory be to God. Some people that you love, some people that you've been with for years, you know, they might not want to be on the same road, on the same page that you on, amen. Glory be to God. But the Bible says, you know what? After, amen, we go through this, there's a crown of life that's laid up for us, amen. God got something laid up for his children. He said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men the things that he had for his children. We got to remember that. Church, that God's love is love and is pure for us, and that he is one that won't never leave us. He'll be there even to the end of the world. We got to remember that God is first in everything. In everything. Everything we do, everything we love, you know, he's first. And I hope y'all enjoyed it. And we run out of time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the word, amen, that come forth, Father. We hope, Lord Jesus, that it bless somebody by this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, that it's going to bless their hearts. They're going to be doers of the word, well, as hearers, Father. And, Father, let them follow after the thing that good is, Father. And, Father, God, let them know that you are the one and the only wise God that's able to keep them faultless in the present day of your coming. Let them know, God, that he that come up to, unto you in no wise, amen, when you cast them out, Father, you said, Lord Jesus, that if we come to you as we are, Father, and Father, you said we'd never be ashamed, Father, and Father, you said it was even now unto our mouth, Father, that we confess with our lips and our hearts that, Lord, that you have risen from the dead, Father, and that you forgave us for our sins, Father, that we can be saved. And, Father, we thank you for that saving grace, that unmerited favor, Lord, that you're putting over our lives, Father, even when we weren't doing what we're supposed to do, God. Oh, God, while we were sinners, you died for us, Father. And, Father, that your love is everlasting, Father. Glory be to God. God, we thank you for these things, God. Hallelujah. And we want you to know we have Bible study on Tuesday, 7:15 to 8:30. Also, 10 o'clock, we have Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship. Amen. We have fourth Sundays. We have our Family and Friends Day. Also, September 17th, I'll be speaking in Statesville, North Carolina on a women's conference at Apostle Young's Church. Amen. We ask you all to come at 3 p.m. Glory be to God. Also, our bishop's anniversary will be starting, his 24th anniversary will be starting on the 28th of this month, September. And also, we want you to know, amen, that we'll be there. We give condolences to the Ellis family and the Hogue family, amen, to their brother, amen. We'll be at a memorial at 2 p.m. at World of Faith Outreach Ministry, located 5070 Stokes Ferry Road. We send our condolences to them. Amen. Glory be to God. If you want to come out and, you know, just show your love, amen, and let them know that God is, amen, and just, you know, show the family love. Just reach out to them, amen. Let them know that you're in their prayers, you know, and console them, amen. We ask you to just come out today. That's going to be at 2 o'clock. And also, we want you to know that, you know, God is love, and we love, amen. And also, Bishop will be serving out to the fair, Rowan County Fair on Julian Road, starting the 15th of this month, September, 15th September through the 23rd. Well, the Faith Outreach Ministry will be out there. We'll be selling, you know, our chicken, hot dogs, and hamburgers and other things that the Lord have put in our heart to, you know, to sell. So we ask you to come out and get some of that good old chicken. We'll be selling, amen. Glory be to God, you know, and that's helping the ministry, amen. And we thank all y'all that be helping the ministry when you come out, amen, and, you know, be a blessing and buy from us. So we letting you know, he'll be out there at the Rowan County Fair starting the 15th through the 23rd, amen. We have a booth out there. It's called A Good Thing of Licking. So we thank God for your listening, amen, and remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.